Joining us right now on News Radio 930 WBEN, we'll have Tanner bring him up. Tony Cavallaro, the owner of Albert the Alligator. Tony, thanks very much. Appreciate you joining us on the Trocare College WBEN live line. What's the latest from your end?
From my end, about 25 interviews with different social media sites and TV stations and radio stations. That's been the story of my life for the last 4 days.
Well, don't worry, it'll soon be over, and then you can get back to
normal. I hope so, but I have a feeling we're in for a long road. I just got a bad feeling about it. They haven't even charged me yet. They haven't charged me with nothing. They said it was going to be a violation. I haven't heard nothing. So I don't know where we're going from there, but I have reached out to everybody in the planet and gave my side of the story as much as possible under a lot of stress and little sleep. But today I've rested and I'm a lot more coherent and my mind is clearing up. I'm upset about them. Of course I am. I'm very upset with the whole system, how dirty they are, as we don't need, we can go there another time, I suppose.
Well, let me ask you this, because one of the points that the state, several points the state has made, and first of all, before I get into the questions, have you retained legal counsel?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and your lawyer has said you may speak publicly about it?
He never told me I couldn't. He knows I have. Actually, he's seen all my stuff. And he's also reaching out to other people more specific in this field, but he thinks the exposure I'm making is good.
Well, I mean, you've got a lot of petitions on your side. Now, first things,
and everything else, just Facebook, everything else, people are backing me. It's like 3% negative to 97% positive in my favor.
Now, first things first, let's talk about Albert's health. They say that Albert, for a 34-year-old alligator, has spinal issues and also has some visual issues, blindness, apparently. What can you tell us about that?
What I can tell you about this, Albert's had a cataract for as long as I can remember, and that's been treated by Dr. Tomaski from Seneca Animal Hospital, and Dr. Tomaski has taken care of him all along. He's the one that put a chip in him so I can have his, so he could be, instead of a tag, he had a chip put in him to satisfy the DEC with one of their permit regulations. His eye, he can see. They are lying about everything. That eye is a little blurry, but the other eye he can see out of, he has nictitating membranes on both eyes, which is very common in the crocodilian world. And I just came from Gatorland, and oh my God, there's tons of them down there with that problem. They're not as pink as oh, my phone will have to ring in.
That phone's going to be going off and off. Tony Cavallaro is the owner of Albert the Alligator, and he's with us on the Trocare College WBEN live line on WBEN. Tony, you back with us?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, so, no, that's totally cool. So, okay, Albert, you again, this shows that you did your due diligence with respect to visual issues Albert was having. You found a veterinarian to perform a cataract operation.
Oh, we didn't do that, the cataract you can't do nothing about. But when I built this room for him, we had him in a temporary enclosure outside with a lock on and all that. That was all safe. But, He gave me medicine for his eye when he got, he had drops for it because he's always had problems with his one eye. The other eye, he has a nictitating membrane, and for somehow there are grass carp in the pool with him to keep the algae down. And he got something caught in his eye, and he had a little irritation. It was finally getting healed up, and these guys go and take him out from under me like this. In every way of the world, they did it in the wrong way. Everything about what they did is wrong. I am sorry. This is disgusting what they have done to me. I've been legitimately responsible about this up until, I've always been responsible about it, but this permit thing that they changed on me is where they pulled this fast one on me. And then they wouldn't respond to me. They can make up all the lies they want and say I threatened them and everything else, but I did not do that. I did send them a copy of my insurance binder with the alligator on there. State Farm knows all about him, and they know him and everything. I did that, but they wanted me to go to zoo insurance. I'm not a zoo. I have Albert. That's it. I should be grandfathered into this.
I mean, look, I'm not a veterinarian, but it seems to me that if he's had a lifelong problem with his eyes, there may well be a genetic component, and nothing you did or did not do was going to make a difference. Now, the spinal issue.
The spinal thing has got me because he, I never let nobody write him. They're saying, whoever's saying that, that people wrote him, nobody's ever wrote him. Somebody, my friend, 15 years ago, she squatted down on top of, or not, she didn't sit on him, but she squatted down. We took a picture, and that was just for a picture. There was two kids in the pool once. Their mother was right there. We took a picture with them in the shallow end, and we took it. And Albert was down below sleeping. They were, they didn't go swimming with Albert. They weren't in any danger whatsoever. You know, it's, I don't know. I know it's all against protocol. So, you know, there's a that's a thin area where you go with protocol. Albert is not a wild animal. He was born in captivity. They can say he's a wild animal all they want. Oh, he's a wild animal. He's not. He was born in captivity. It's like a dog. If it was bred in the wild, and dogs are out in the wild, they're going to learn to fend for themselves, and they're going to be a predator. Albert's never known anything like that. He wouldn't know. He couldn't survive. He couldn't survive one season without being, you know, like, you know, through a winter or something. Even in Florida, he wouldn't be able to survive and fend for himself to eat and everything. But he's in hibernation mode right now. That means that they're in hibernation like a bear, but they don't go to sleep like a bear. They slow their whole system down. Every year, I call my mom about it. I go, he seems so sickly, but it's because he's in hibernation mode. Once I learned about that several years ago, I realized that was the reason. They fast. They live off the fat in their tail. Their whole metabolism slows down. They look lethargic. As soon as it starts warming back up above 70, well, above 75 or whatever, it's 73 in his room. And I keep it that way. It keeps him free. I put him on a diet. He was getting a little chunky, but he's nothing chunky like the ones I just saw in Florida.
Okay, now let me. We're talking with Tony Cavallaro, the owner of the now world famous Albert the Alligator, on News Radio 930 WBEN. He had his pet taken from him. The permit situation. Well, okay, for the spinal situation. Have they given you any information on what is allegedly wrong with Albert the Alligator's spine?
Just through hearsay. They're saying that he's got a dislocated spine. How do you dislocate a spine on a 750-pound, he's more than that, I think, alligator? I have no idea. The only thing I could think of is either I think they tranquilized him a bit. I don't know if they fully did, but they taped his mouth. When they were trying to lift him up there, who knows? He's lethargic. He's very, and then you give him that, you got all that dead weight. These guys are struggling to get, they wouldn't let me see none of this, so I have no idea what they did. They covered up any mishaps they can do by not letting me near it, not letting me see none of it. And I think that's totally the reason why they wouldn't let me see it.
Well, but you do understand that when police are executing a search warrant, it's kind of standard operating procedure to keep the person.
So. Yes, I do. You're
the
right.
Person whose home is being searched needs to be confined to one room because they have no idea what you've got in that house, and it's really for your safety and their safety.
I understand that, but they had me outside, and I couldn't even look through my own windows of his room, outside, right next to his room. They would not let me look it through the windows there to see what they were doing. That's not putting them in. They had 20 guys in there with pistols on them. When I drove in my driveway, they had a couple guys out there with assault shotguns, all for a person that had this animal for 34 years. Don't you call that overkill? I'm not a gun dealing, drug dealing, somebody that they've been watching that's been a threat to society. I've never had no psychological problems in my life. I think they went a bit overboard, and they're going to have a lawsuit from hell on this part of it. We won't talk about that.
That's interesting. We're talking with Tony Cavallaro, who is the owner of Albert the Alligator, on News Radio 930 WBEN. So you don't know where Albert is right now.
No, I don't have no idea, really.
Let me ask you, at the beginning of the show, what I said was, what is justice for Albert the Alligator? And my idea is this, that Albert be returned to you subject to some stipulations. Number one, no more visits from outside people.
I have no problem with that. Except for my friends are still going to be allowed to come to my house. And there's, most of the people that come here are friends that bring people over that they know. I don't need that. It's getting old. I've been doing this forever. I did all my educational shows. I wrote reports and got letters from the places I used to do the shows from until I got too big to actually go to. I did a show at Medea College before with 3,000 people in there. It was crazy. I did it at school auditoriums. But I did all this all the time, Lions Clubs, different posts, and we'd have a stage and we'd do shows. But now he's been in my house. I did what I have to do. I'm doing educational stuff in my house. And I even continued that on, even without not having my permit renewed, just to keep up the thing and say, in case they said I'm not still doing it. I understand I let people touch them and stuff. And I know, I understand that. I guess I went against protocol in there where they can just sue me. I didn't.
They can automatically revoke your permit. They can automatically revoke your permit. But that doesn't mean they have to automatically revoke it.
He's been around people his whole life. I get that. That's what they're going to do. That's what they're working on. They're revoking it for that reason. Well, I don't have a permit. How can they revoke it?
You didn't have a permit, which in itself would be grounds for revocation.
No, I understand that. But that's because they wouldn't help me continue to renew it. You know what I mean?
I want to get into that because you made an honest, good faith effort to contact DEC to work out the permit situation. Can you walk us through that?
Very long period of time I did that.
What exactly did you do? And I want to get into the enclosure issue as well later. But what did you do to try to resolve this permit issue? Because the permit lapsed in 2021 during the pandemic.
For a couple of years, even before this, they were getting very difficult to deal with. They weren't sending my renewals. Every year I'd get my renewal 2 months before it was due. I'd fill it out, send my reports, no problem. Then then 2 years even before this happened, they were getting slower and slower, and I was getting late. And I go, I'm getting panicking. I'm worried. I want to keep things legal. And I call them, and they were very difficult to get through to. And then it got to be this year, and I didn't get. Then they send, all of a sudden I get this thing, and it's got all these new rules, and they're very vague how they write it. You need to do a fence around your yard to prevent him from getting out. Or around the room, put an extra vegetable on your patio back here. I got a really nice house, and I got it set up beautiful. That room, you cannot get out of it. But they're acting like this animal is going to run out the doors. And if he hasn't run out the doors in 32 years at the time, he's not going to run out the doors now. I felt I should be grandfathered into this. And I said this to him, well, you need to do this, or we're not going to be allowed to have this animal no more. Then they said the insurance, I have $1 million coverage, I have an umbrella coverage, and he's on my insurance binder. I sent them copies of all this stuff via return, or signed return receipt requested. And I never got a return receipt for a year. I didn't even get a return receipt ever. And I called them. They had all this information. The government can get away with anything from what I see. They can get something and not sign for it, even though it's what did I pay for?
Another stipulation, regardless of whether Albert has not run away from home in all the time you've had him, would you be willing to do what they say you need to do in order to be compliant to get the alligator back?
Absolutely. I would build whatever it takes, but I just don't want to. I feel like if I get Albert back, I'm not going to have no privacy ever again. I'll abide. I'd be happy to not have to have people coming over here no more. That would be awesome. I'd rather have him as an emotional support alligator because he's my buddy. I go in there and see this guy. If I have a bad day, I can go in there and totally forget about what I had a bad day about because that's what kind of relationship I have with him. He's an amazing animal. He got real happy. He loves my mother. My mom used to watch him when I'd have to leave for the day or whatever, go for a weekend or something.
Tony Cavallaro is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Tony, obviously, we don't know where Albert is right now, and this might be a really stupid question, but it wouldn't be the first one I've ever asked in my life, and it certainly won't be the last. But emotionally, how are you holding up missing your alligator buddy?
It's been a roller coaster. I've had emotional issues with a lot of sad. And anger issues, real bad anger issues, worrying issues. I'm worried about him so bad. I didn't leave the house since Wednesday. I lost 12 pounds because I had no appetite whatsoever. I didn't sleep much. Last night's the first night I had a good night's sleep. I think I had maybe all of 12 hours at the most since last Wednesday. It's been horrible. It's been not fun. In the middle of the night, I get up to use the restroom just like everybody does. I'm older now. I'm old. I'm old. I use the bathroom more than I should, I guess, or that I should have to. Anyhow, every time I get up, I go in there and check on him. If he's out, I go in there and hug him a little bit. And he loves it. He purrs when I kiss him on his cheek. And he's a good distraction from everything that's going on in this world.
Now, Tony, I ask this question respectfully because you know how I think this case should be adjudicated. But you say that you knew how you had to deal with Albert, that you knew the law, you knew the regulations.
I'm going to clarify that because I did make a mistake with the way I said that. I let people pet him, but not in a dangerous way, but I didn't tape his mouth. That's what they want me to do. In order for people to pet him, they want me to tape his mouth. And I never taped his mouth since he was a little baby, and that's how I tamed him, by not going and being, that's cruel. They found him in lakes before with their mouth taped, and it actually grew around that, and their jaw was squeezed like, it was like putting a rubber band on a balloon. You know, it would shrink it down, and then the mouth grew that way, and they pulled it out of the thing. It's amazing. They're very resilient, you know, how they survive in the wild. But this thing, and look at the Jolene, the one with no jaw. I just came there. I saw her down there. She's doing fantastic. That is one of the uglies they have in a separate enclosure, and they're putting a lot of attention into her because she's making a lot of media coverage on that. So,
I guess my point is, see, if I'm the state, what I'm going to say is, Tony, you knew you weren't supposed to have people touch that alligator with an unsecured jaw, so
right.
why did you do it? That's grounds for automatic revocation.
I know, I don't, it's because I don't know. I don't know. I was I'm 100%, 1,000% comfortable. I would bet my life on it that it wouldn't bite it. So I went again. I don't know. He loves the attention. I don't know what I did. He needs the attention. He's known nothing but people and a dog, and he's lost the dog, so he only has people for attention. He gets real happy when people came over. I don't even know how to explain it. He really, when I'd go long periods of time with no company or nobody coming to see him, he'd be really sad, and as soon as somebody come in here, he'd perk right up. I don't even know how to explain it. It was just something. I let my compassion get in the way of my compliance. How's that?
I think that's a very plausible answer. And you know, again, the stipulations that I am suggesting are stipulations you are willing to meet. The other stipulation that I was thinking is, and I don't know how you do this in Western New York, because you were lucky enough to find a veterinarian to treat the eyes of the alligator. You were aware there was a problem, and you got the proper veterinary.
This doctor literally, if it was something he didn't know about, there was a specialist in England that he would take a picture of this and send this information over to whatever the person that he's reaching out to that he knows, and send this over to him and get a diagnosis from somebody else to make sure he found out the right way to treat this. So this, I have a good, he's a very well-known reptile vet.
What if another stipulation was that you prove to DEC that your alligator was receiving regular and proper and qualified veterinary care, qualified to be determined by the lawyers?
Well, it wasn't regular checkups, but whenever I'd see a problem, that was something that, like, he had a little fungus on his jaw, and he got me some kind of a silvicide cream that's really expensive, and he says, if you go to the pharmacy, it's for humans too. And I went to his office, and he gave me a gelful and it was like $20. He doesn't even charge me for, the first time he met him, he brought five people to my house. I lived in the city of Buffalo at the time. And that's when I had the chip put in him, because that was one of the things. The DEC wanted either a tag his foot, and I didn't want to put a hole through the web of his foot with a plastic tag that could get caught in something and rip his foot. So I thought the better option was to do the chip, and I did that and sent them. But he brought five people with him, and he was only about 8 foot long at that time, something like that, 7 or 8 feet. And he was all nervous about meeting him. Once he met him, he'll vouch for how gentle Albert is. 100% he will.
No.
The next time he came, he came when he don't even charge me for his visits. He comes. Most of the time I do phone call any kind of things I need, so he doesn't have to drive because he lives, you know, he's 30, half an hour away, and why make him drive out unless it's really serious?
With your consent, I would like to talk to your attorney about the legal strategy.
He doesn't have it yet. See, that's why I was hesitant to give my number. So if you would wait, you can contact me. You can keep in contact with me if you want.
Okay, I just don't want to. I mean, you're under a lot of stress. I don't want to add to it.
Today was the least. You know, I was bombarded by a few. Channel 7 came to the door. I had to do the Inside Edition interview this morning. That went really well. I think it's on at 6 o'clock tonight, Eastern Time, on CW. If anybody wants to watch it, and I think that's my most calm interview I've done. I've gotten a little out of hand. I've overtalked you, and I apologize for that a couple times, and I apologize.
Well, you are emotional. You had your pet taken from you, and I mean, what I'm getting out of this is you used the expression before, emotional support alligator, and while that might sound very strange to some people, I think it's very plausible. Well, you know, it's very plausible, and on the internet, as you probably are well aware, there are plenty of videos of people who have pet alligators who actually sleep with their alligators.
I get them all the time because I'm in the groups, and I had this guy call me from Florida the other day, and he's got Gwendolyn the alligator, the pizza cookie eating alligator. And it's in Florida, Fort Myers, and this thing, it eats pizza out of the judge's hands. I mean, literally, they're letting everybody feed this thing, and he's gentle like Albert. He said, I'm not going to go against the thing, but Albert eats little cubes of cheese out of my hand like a dog, real gentle. I mean, you wouldn't even believe it, how nice he is.
I want to get back to what an alligator eats at your place, but I also want to ask you a question because this came up in a call late on Friday on the show from the wife of somebody who's affiliated with one of the law enforcement agencies that deals with wildlife.
Right.
Was Albert, and I couldn't find any confirmation of this online, but is an alligator supposed to get a lot of light? Because that's not found online. I mean, was
really
Albert,
there.
The question is, was Albert getting enough light to keep an alligator healthy?
Well, the winters don't do them. The winters aren't good because we don't get much light, and you know, we don't get much sunlight. I do have lights in there that are UV lights up in the skylights. I bought them on purpose. I bought full spectrum recessed lighting for, and there's six of them in there, six or eight. I'm not sure. My brain's rattled. But the windows, I have two windows. They're UV resistant. Those are the ones. It's like they do with anything. They'll take one thing and blow it up into a big thing. The full room is all UV resistant. There's two windows, and of course, they're the closest ones that they're looking at next to his pool. And that is purposely, I have them and blinds in the whole room, but I usually keep the blinds open and let as much sunlight as I can. But that room gets really sunny. It gets really hot, and I had those to keep the heat down. I made sure I ordered all the rest of the windows from a commercial window. These aren't regular. I have two double hungs on the one side of the room, but the rest of the windows are commercial windows made. They're let the full spectrum sun in, and I purposely ordered them that way. And they weren't cheap. Nothing was cheap about that room.
Tony, may I ask what it is you do for a living?
I'm a retired disabled paint. I have my own paint company, and I've done investing my whole life. Since I was 18 years old.
Obviously. May I ask how old you are?
You can. I'm 64 tomorrow.
Ugh. Oh, this is not a birthday. Well, happy early birthday to you.
Cut that off now. I should have never said it.
Happy early birthday to you, and there's a Beatles song along those lines you might want to listen to a few
hundred
times tomorrow.
Isn't that a shame, though, what a birthday present this one's been?
No, it's not. Well, it's one you're never going to forget.
I don't even want that emotional stuff. I got enough emotions without people barreling, oh, my God, it's his birthday.
Well, you talked about the weight loss. Basically, what you're going through are the classic symptoms of mourning and grief. Everything you said is mourning and grief.
You're going to make me get emotional, man. It's terrible. I'm sorry, Tom.
Tony, I've tried to be very circumspect about this whole thing. I've tried to understand the the police. I've tried to understand you. And I think the real issue that can't be lost here is, what is the interest of justice here? And what is in the interest of Albert's welfare? And it just seems that my little solution that I put out, and you said you'd be willing to go along with the stipulations.
I told them that, too, when they were here. But they says, you're not getting them back. Don't worry about it. But the one guy said, he says, you're not getting them back. Don't even think about it. You're not getting them back. And the other guy goes, there's always hope. Don't worry. He goes, the one guy says, no, there's always hope.
So this whole thing is so sad. But for the DEC officer to say, you're never getting them back.
Yeah,
we have a legal process in this country. And it even covers alligators and people's pets. So there is a legal system in place, and law enforcement is not the judge and the jury.
Well, I'm going to read something. I got a text from my friend, and I don't know if you know anything about this. I just want to see if you maybe clarify this. Let me find. I got so many texts. Oh, this sucks. My phone is just, when they kept my phone, so they put it in airplane mode, and when I got my phone, it just was blowing up, like through the roof. It was insane. Tammy, I'm going to find so many people. I cannot believe all the people. I didn't realize I knew that. I realized I knew 250,000 people. You know what I mean?
No, I get it. I get it. Can you just give us the gist of the text?
Yeah, it says, as of is it legal to own an alligator? The thing starts out with, and it says, as of January 1st, 2024, if you own an alligator or any other, or if you own any kind of predator, it is no longer. Supposedly, now they changed the laws, but now you're no longer even allowed to have an alligator or anything like that in New York State. But if you own one prior to January 1st, 2024, you may keep this animal until its ending days, or until you die. So I only have this small little text she sent me.
Well, it is illegal in New York State unless you have a dangerous animal license. But I had heard, and again, this is secondhand information, that you were grandfathered in, because I think we could all recognize that it's kind of cruel to take somebody's pet away after 34 years. Sure. I mean, that to me, that's an issue for your attorney. Wouldn't you be grandfathered
in? There's another thing they're saying, though. He's not a pet. You got him. Your permit required you to do educational things. He got old. He got too big to be doing this stuff. So it's another one of those catch-22s, you know what I mean?
Tony is the owner of Albert the Alligator, the most famous alligator in the world right now. And if you have questions or comments for Tony Cavallaro, despite the fact that he's been overwhelmed by media requests ever since this story broke, please call now, and you can talk to the owner of Albert the Alligator. The phone number to call is 803-0930. That's 803-0930. 803-0930, *930 on the cell phone. That's *930. And toll free, although I don't know anybody who's paid for a long distance call in many years, 1-800-616-WBEN. 1-800-616-WBEN. Tony Cavallaro is the owner of Albert the Alligator, and many of you have questions for Tony, possibly support or not for Tony. He will talk to you. I've asked him a zillion questions almost, and now it is your turn. Instead of conjecture and assumptions and presumptions, you have a question. This is a chance for you to talk to Tony Cavallaro, the owner of Albert the Alligator, yourself, and not get the information through some dorky guy on the radio, the idiot with the microphone. That would be me. 803-09- 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. It's your chance, audience, to talk now with Tony Cavallaro. Well, I'm glad you like the show, Tony. I hope Albert listens as well.
I've watched your show or listened to your show for years and years and years. I'm just hanging up. It's my buddy, Speaker Shop.
Oh, the Speaker Shop. I know them well.
My buddy from Speaker Shop. I got friends all over this country. You know that. I mean, literally, I really do.
That's awesome. Well, I buy my Grado headphones there once every couple of years. Here is Mike in Fredonia. You are on with Tony Cavallaro, the owner of Albert the Alligator, who himself is on the WBEN Trocare College live line. Go ahead, Mike.
Congratulations to get your animal back. I mean, when I first heard about this, I was very upset knowing that.
No, I still didn't get him back.
Well, I hope you do. I mean, it sounds like it's more in favor, anyways. I don't know. I guess I'll believe it when I see it. But
you made me get all happy for a second.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sorry.
But he's hired legal counsel. He's retained legal counsel, and he's not going to give up the fight. What I have done is I've offered up a scenario that, in the interest of justice, would return Albert to Tony that I think makes a lot of sense. Tony's cool with it. But what's your question, Mike?
The question I have is, and this is for all, I know several people in law enforcement, and the way you described how that went down, you know, your animal's 30 years old, and the way they browbeat it, and they didn't take in consideration of the animal. Here, you know what? We have this law enforcement in this country that are, they do what they're told. They don't, and it seems like.
Protocol.
Yeah. And they don't use their own, you know, discretion.
They have a mindset for this. They're trained not to. They're trained to just go by the system, not have no compassion. That's how they're taught to do their job. They're actually taught to lie. I have a friend that's in this. They're actually taught to lie. So you can continue your question. I'm sorry.
And the thing of it is, I hear it in your voice, and what you just said is true, and it makes me fear for my life from anybody, because these law enforcement people, they only care about is their pension, their longevity, and what's in it for them in the long term. They don't care about actually doing a service, because I know a guy started.
Mike, I don't want to get too far off into the whole law enforcement debate, but I'm gonna steer it away from there, and I want to keep it on Albert the Alligator.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh, geez, you get that all the time. I know.
Well, I mean, his agenda was not really part of the topic today.
I understand that.
You're not happy with the way law enforcement handled your situation. I'm not happy with the way law enforcement handled the situation.
I think the whole country's not happy with the way, except for that 3%. We can compare that with something else, but that's not part of this conversation.
Yeah, I mean, the key here is Albert the Alligator, and not we're not doing like a general law enforcement what sucks about it show today. Here is Samantha in Niagara Falls. Samantha, you are on WBEN. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to say, even when I was young, I had 18-foot pythons. They got a little too large, a little too nasty for me.
Okay.
I had a proper facility to take them to. I took them to a zoo.
Sure.
And I totally understand. I have a 34-year-old African Grey that has been my sidekick since.
Oh yeah, my brother had them. They're great.
Yeah, and you know, I would be devastated if anybody took it.
I hear your bird in the background. I think.
Yeah, this been with me.
Okay.
And you've been this responsible for this long. I have my pesticides license, and I just want to say, all they think about is kill, kill, kill.
Okay, let's not get off track here like Tom said.
I know, but, you know, I'm really disappointed
in how they
went about this, because
I agree.
You have the proper facility, you're a proper owner. I know most people that shouldn't have animals, let alone, you know.
Long if I didn't take care of them.
Right, right. No, I 100% hope you get them back.
Thank you so much.
I signed, and, you know, you got my support 100%.
Okay, be careful donating on those sites. Do your research. I'm just telling you that out front. I don't want to cause no problems, but don't.
Okay, it's
going towards Albert. Just so you know, the money's not going towards Albert. It's going right back to the site.
Okay.
Yeah, be very, very careful. I mean, Samantha, I hope Albert goes back with Tony too. To me, this is kind of an easy fix in the state. The state is trying to build a mountain for a molehill. I just don't get it. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call, Samantha. Again, I think this is such an easy fix, and this could be negotiated in 2 hours at tops. Here's Paulie in Niagara Falls on WBEN. Paulie, you're on with the owner of Albert the Alligator, Tony Cavallaro.
Hey, buongiorno, paisano. Hey, you need to lawyer up, and you need to get in there and get into a court and put a cease and desist order on the DEC, because they're going to try to ship him out, probably to Florida, somewhere down south.
Oh, they already threatened me with what they're going to possibly do, but they didn't say where. They just said he's going to go to a better place. He's going to be outdoors. Albert won't do good outdoors. I had him outdoors when I built the thing. He did not like the sunlight. It's really bad. His eyes foam up from the sunlight. That's how that he was born with some kind of a genetic thing. He has a funny jaw when he was born with one, and it's. And he was kind of, he had, that's what gave, that's why I grabbed him. He had character to him. I didn't buy him, I didn't get him because I thought he was sick. He had a character. He had the face on him. But the sunlight really bothers his eyes. They foam up. I never brought that up to nobody before. You just triggered a memory. That's why I had to put canvas over.
Now, Tony's a popular guy. What if you could actually file a writ of habeas corpus for the alligator?
Right? I'm from Florida. I'm actually from Lakeland, Florida, and I got a bud who has two gators, and he built a one. Fortunately, we're down in Florida, so he built a pond for his. And them kids ride them. But anyways,
you're talking about Gwendolyn the alligator, right? The one that eats pizza and cookies.
That's all I can tell you is I'm from Florida, and I know kids can take gators for a ride once they're domesticated. They lose that, that instinct to...
The natural instinct to fend for themselves, you're talking about, yep.
Yes, well, they don't get aggressive like that. And I know there's certain circumstances that something will happen, and it's usually on a lark. But you need to get an attorney to get a hold of the agriculture...
You have an attorney.
Department of Agriculture in all those states not to accept him and keep him here. Because once he leaves here, he'll never come back. You know,
no, I understand that. That's why I don't think that they legally can take him out of the state until I have my day in court.
I hope that's correct.
I hope it is too. I don't know that for sure.
Paulie, I need to get some more calls on. Ciao, buddy.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks, man.
Thank you, buddy. Right. I appreciate it.
And Bonacera later on. It is Bowerly, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Tony Cavallaro is the owner of Albert the Alligator. He is the man at the center of a story which has gone nationwide along with Albert the Alligator. And if you have a question or a comment, please don't call in later when Tony isn't with us and say, you know, I really wanted to get on with Tony. This is the time to do it because I can't keep Tony on all day. Here is Bob in Niagara Falls on WBEN with Tony Cavallaro on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. Go right ahead.
Hello, Tony. Bob here from Niagara Falls, New York. I'm a big-time animal lover, and I feel what you're going through, and I'm with you 100%. I hope things really work out for you. I can really feel what you're going through.
It means a lot. It's overwhelming with all the people out there.
I can't imagine. I'm an animal lover, and, when I lost my dog.
Any questions?
My question is, so where did you come up with Albert?
Oh, I got him in Ohio in 1990 at a Columbus reptile show.
Did you mean how did he get the alligator, or why the name Albert?
Yeah, I haven't heard where he came up with the name Albert for his alligator.
Good question. Think about it. L.E. Gator. His name is Albert Edward.
Okay.
I know it's L.I. Gator, but I called it L.E. Gator.
I thought that would be an interesting question.
It was a great question. Bob, applause. Awesome question.
And I had an answer for it, too. Isn't that great?
It is. Albert Edward is the alligator's name.
Yep, that's his full name, L.E. Gator.
Hey, we're all for you, buddy. I wish you
Thank
the best.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Bob. I appreciate your call, as does Tony. Let's go to Aaron in Tonawanda with Tony Cavallaro, the owner of Albert Edward, otherwise known as Albert the Alligator. Go right ahead with your question.
Hi, Tony. This is Aaron from Gabriel's Gate. I've known you a long time. I haven't seen you in a while.
I remember you.
I'm so sorry you're going through this, and I just want you people to know. Tony, if he didn't bring Albert a fish fry every Friday, Albert would be very...
That was when he was young. He hasn't had a fish fry in about 15 years. He doesn't like them no more.
But I'm just saying, these are the memories that I have from you, and I'm, you know what? I will contribute to a GoFundMe for you, for a lawyer, whatever you need. I was thinking of you, and I just can't believe this is happening to you.
I can't either. Nobody can...
Alligator.
And thank you, Aaron. It's nice to hear your voice.
Okay.
Aaron, thank you. Thank you very much. And, of course, Aaron, if you had any decency, you'd make sure that the alligator got French onion soup and chicken wings as well at Gabriel's Gate. Tony Cavallaro is the owner of Albert the Alligator. Being an alligator, he thought Albert would be a good name, and his middle name is Edward. That's a great question, by the way, from Tonawanda. Thank you. I'm glad you asked it. Here's Norma in Tonawanda with Tony Cavallaro, owner of Albert the Alligator. You're on, Norma. Go right ahead.
Yes, I have a question as to if he has plans. Do you have plans as to, unfortunately, we all pass away?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to beat you today before you kill me before my time. No, I'm just kidding.
Saying that the alligators can live like 80 to 100 years. So
I know that. Yes, I do have plans. He's left to a place in Florida called Calusa Nature and Animal Preserve. They take on exotic pets that were either abused and hurt, and they've been confiscated. But Albert is not abused. I'm sorry. There's enough proof to say that. But anyhow, that's where I have him. He's in my will, and I have a trust fund that's going to go with him and everything. So to make sure he gets a nice thing. The only way that's going to happen, though, is I was planning on when I get to the point where I know, you know, I'm getting up there and I can't take care of them properly anymore, I'm planning on getting them taken down there. You know, we'll do it professionally, and I'll go down and acclimate them with them and make sure they set them up and make sure that he's taken care of the same way I took care of them.
That's great.
Well, that's terrific.
Norma, that's a great question. Thank you so much for the call, because people, we've talked African greys. Some of these parrots can live easily for 100 years, and most people who have them, who are aware of this, make provisions in their last will and testament for the disposition of these long-living animals. Tony Cavallaro is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Interfering too much in your privacy, and we'll let you go and chill out here after this segment. But Tony,
I told Tanner I'd stay on until 4:30.
Then we'll keep you on until 4:30. We'll take more calls for you coming up after the news at 4. I just didn't wish to impose upon you.
Not at all. No, this is the first break I've got, and I'm actually relaxing for the first time instead of pacing around doing these interviews and not even knowing what I'm talking about. No, I did.
Yeah, I try to be. I try to be low key. As far as the guy with the law enforcement call, I wasn't trying to be rude. It's just that there's a time and a place for that show, and I just didn't think today was the time. I mean, I thought what they did to you was a little heavy handed and over the top. But we can debate
it was way worse than that. It's way over. It was overkill, 1,000%. There was no reason for them to make me. The whole street was devastated. They didn't know what was going on. It looked like they were doing it. Terrorist bust.
Tony, did the DEC officers wear body cams?
They had cameramen walking through my house, and they did have cameras in my house. They went through my whole house and wouldn't even let me be in there when they were filming my whole house. It was so invasive of everything. Their warrants, I don't know, I have the warrant. I do have the warrant. I should read it right out to everybody just so they can hear what it says. But I haven't truly read the whole thing because I started vomiting thinking about some of it. Sorry.
Well, you miss your buddy. You miss your pet. Okay, guys and ladies, you might want to put this up on Facebook in light of all the support and fame Albert the Alligator has garnered. And again, if you're just joining us, I spent a lot of time thinking about Albert over the weekend and all the calls we took on Friday. That's awesome. Well, I buy my Grado headphones there once every couple of years. Here is Mike in Fredonia. You are on with Tony Cavallaro, the owner of Albert the Alligator, who himself is on the WBEN Trocare College live line. Go ahead, Mike.
Congratulations to get your animal back. I mean, when I first heard about this, I was very upset knowing that.
No, I still didn't get him back.
Well, I hope you do. I mean, it sounds like it's more in favor, anyways. I don't know. I guess I'll believe it when I see it. But
you made me get all happy for a second.
I'm sorry.
He's hired legal counsel. He's retained legal counsel, and he's not going to give up the fight. What I have done is I've offered up a scenario that, in the interest of justice, would return Albert to Tony. That I think makes a lot of sense. Tony's cool with it. But what's your question, Mike?
The question I have is, and this is for all. I know several people in law enforcement, and the way you described how that went down, you know, your animal's 30 years old, and the way they browbeat it, and they didn't take in consideration of the animal. Here, you know what? We have this law enforcement in this country that they do what they're told. They don't, and it seems like
protocol.
Yeah, and they don't use their own, you know, discretion.
They have a mindset for this. They're trained not to. They're trained to just go by the system, not have no compassion. That's how they're taught to do their job. They're actually taught to lie. I have a friend that's in this. They're actually taught to lie. So you can continue your question. I'm sorry.
And the thing of it is, I hear it in your voice, and what you just said is true, and it makes me fear for my life from anybody, because these law enforcement people, they only care about is their pension, their longevity, and what's in it for them in the long term. They don't care about actually doing a service, because I know a guy started.
Mike, I don't want to get too far off into the whole law enforcement debate, but I'm going to steer it away from there, and I want to keep it on Albert the Alligator.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh, geez. You get that all the time, I know.
Well, I mean, he basically his agenda was not really part of the topic today.
I understand that.
You're not happy with the way law enforcement handled your situation. I'm not happy with the way law enforcement handled the situation.
I think the whole country's not happy with the way, except for that 3%. We can compare that with something else, but that's not part of this conversation.
Yeah, I mean, the key here is Albert the Alligator, and not we're not doing like a general law enforcement what sucks about it show today. Here is Samantha in Niagara Falls. Samantha, you are on WBEN. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to say, even when I was young, I had 18-foot pythons that got a little too large, a little too nasty for me.
Okay.
I had a proper facility to take them to. I took them to a zoo.
Sure.
And I totally understand. I have a 34-year-old African Grey that has been my sidekick since.
Oh yeah, my brother had them. They're great.
Yeah, and you know, I would be devastated if anybody took it.
I hear your bird in the background. I think.
Yeah, it's been with me.
Okay.
And you've been this responsible for this long. I have my pesticides license, and I just want to say, all they think about is kill, kill, kill.
Okay, let's not get off track here, like Tom said.
I know, but you know, I'm really disappointed
in how they
went about this, because
I agree.
You have the proper facilities. You're a proper owner. I know most people that shouldn't have animals, let alone
long if I didn't take care of them.
Right, right. No, I 100% hope you get them back.
Thank you so much.
I signed, and, you know, you got my support 100%.
Okay, be careful donating on those sites. Do your research. I'm just telling you that out front. I don't want to cause no problems, but don't.
Okay,
it's going towards Albert. Just so you know, the money's not going towards Albert. It's going right back to the site.
Okay.
Yeah, be very, very careful. I mean, Samantha, I hope Albert goes back with Tony too. To me, this is kind of an easy fix in the state. The state is trying to build a mountain for a molehill. I just don't get it. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call, Samantha. Again, I think this is such an easy fix, and this could be negotiated in 2 hours at tops. Here's Paulie in Niagara Falls on WBEN. Paulie, you're on with the owner of Albert the Alligator, Tony Cavallaro.
Hey, buongiorno, Paisano. Hey, buongiorno, Paisano. Hey, you need to lawyer up, and you need to get in there and get into a court and put a cease and desist order on the DEC, because they're going to try to ship him out, probably to Florida, somewhere down south.
Oh, they already threatened me with what they're going to possibly do, but they didn't say where. They just said he's going to go to a better place. He's going to be outdoors. Albert won't do good outdoors. I had him outdoors when I built the thing. He did not like the sunlight. It's really bad. His eyes foam up from the sunlight. That's how he was born with some kind of a genetic thing. He has a funny jaw when he was born with one, and it's. And he was kind of, that's why I grabbed him. He had character to him. I didn't buy him, I didn't get him because I thought he was sick. He had a character. He had the face on him. But the sunlight really bothers his eyes. They foam up. I never brought that up to nobody before. You just triggered a memory. That's why I had a canvas over.
Now, Tony is a popular guy. Wonder if you could actually file a writ of habeas corpus for the alligator.
Right?
I'm from Florida. I'm actually from Lakeland, Florida, and I got a bud who has two gators, and he built one. Fortunately, we're down in Florida, so he built a pond for his.
Yeah, right.
And them kids ride them. But anyways,
you're talking about Gwendolyn, the alligator, right? The one that eats pizza and cookies.
That's all I can tell you is I'm from Florida, and I know kids can take gators for a ride once they're domesticated. They lose that, that instinct to...
The natural instinct to fend for themselves, you're talking about, yep.
Yes, well, they don't get aggressive like that. And I know there's certain circumstances that something will happen, and it's usually on a lark. You need to get an attorney to get a hold of the agriculture...
Have an attorney.
Department of Agriculture in all those states not to accept him and keep him here. Because once he leaves here, he'll never come back.
I understand that. That's why I don't think that they legally can take him out of the state until I have my day in court.
I hope that's correct.
I hope it is too. I don't know that for sure.
Paulie, I need to get some more calls on. Ciao, buddy.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks, man.
Thank you, buddy. Right. I appreciate it.
And Bonacera later on. It is Bowerly, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Tony Cavallaro is the owner of Albert the Alligator. He is the man at the center of a story which has gone nationwide along with Albert the Alligator. And if you have a question or a comment, please don't call in later when Tony isn't with us and say, I really wanted to get on with Tony. This is the time to do it, because I can't keep Tony on all day. Here is Bob in Niagara Falls on WBEN with Tony Cavallaro on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. Go right ahead.
Hello, Tony. Bob here from Niagara Falls, New York. I'm a big-time animal lover, and I feel what you're going through, and I'm with you 100%. I hope things really work out for you. I can really feel... what you're going through.
It means a lot. It's overwhelming with all the people out there.
I can't imagine. I'm an animal lover, and, when I lost my dog.
Any questions?
My question is, so where did you come up with Albert?
Oh, I got him in Ohio in 1990 at a Columbus reptile show.
Did you mean how did he get the alligator, or why the name Albert?
Yeah, I haven't heard, where he came up with the name Albert for his alligator.
Good question.
Think about it. L.E. Gator. His name is Albert Edward.
Okay.
I know it's L.I. Gator, but I called it L.E. Gator.
I thought that would be an interesting question.
It was a great question. Bob, applause. Awesome question.
And I had an answer for it, too. Isn't that great?
It is. Albert Edward is the alligator's name.
Yep, that's his full name, L.E. Gator.
Hey, we're all for you, buddy. I wish you
Thank
the best.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Bob. I appreciate your call, as does Tony. Let's go to Aaron in Tonawanda with Tony Cavallaro, the owner of Albert Edward, otherwise known as Albert the Alligator. Go right ahead with your question.
Hi, Tony. This is Aaron from Gabriel's Gate. I've known you a long time. I haven't seen you in a while.
I remember you.
No, I'm so sorry you're going through this, and I just want you people to know. Tony, if he didn't bring Albert a fish fry every Friday, Albert would be very...
That was when he was young. He hasn't had a fish fry in about 15 years. He doesn't like them no more.
But I'm just saying, these are the memories that I have from you, and I'm, you know what? I will contribute to a GoFundMe for you, for a lawyer, whatever you need. I was thinking of you, and I just can't believe this is happening to you.
I can't either. Nobody can. No, neither. Thank you, Aaron. It's nice to hear your voice.
Okay.
Aaron, thank you. Thank you very much. And, of course, Aaron, if you had any decency, you'd make sure that the alligator got French onion soup and chicken wings as well at Gabriel's Gate. Tony Cavallaro is the owner of Albert the Alligator. Being an alligator, he thought Albert would be a good name, and his middle name is Edward. That's a great question, by the way, from Tonawanda. Thank you. I'm glad you asked it. Here's Norma in Tonawanda with Tony Cavallaro, owner of Albert the Alligator. You're on, Norma. Go right ahead.
Yes, I have a question as to if he has plans. Do you have plans as to, unfortunately, we all pass away?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to beat you today before you kill me before my time. No, I'm just kidding.
Your question is
saying that the alligators can live like 80 to 100 years. So
I know that. Yes, I do have plans. He's left to a place in Florida called Calusa Nature and Animal Preserve. They take on exotic pets that were either abused and hurt, and they've been confiscated. But Albert is not abused. I'm sorry. There's enough proof to say that. But anyhow, that's where I have him. He's in my will, and I have a trust fund that's going to go with him and everything. So to make sure he gets a nice thing. The only way that's going to happen, though, is I was planning on when I get to the point where I know, you know, I'm getting up there and I can't take care of them properly anymore, I'm planning on getting them taken down there. You know, we'll do it professionally, and I'll go down and acclimate them with them and make sure they set them up and make sure that he's taken care of the same way I took care of them.
That's great.
Well, that's terrific.
Norma, that's a great question. Thank you so much for the call, because people, we've talked African greys. I mean, some of these parrots can live easily for 100 years, and most people who have them, who are aware of this, make provisions in their last will and testament for the disposition of these long-living animals. Tony Cavallaro is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Without interfering too much in your privacy, and we'll let you go and chill out here after this segment. But Tony,
I told Tanner I'd stay on until 4:30.
Oh, okay. Then we'll keep you on until 4:30. We'll take more calls for you coming up after the news at 4:00. I just didn't wish to impose upon you.
Not at all. No, this is the first break I've got, and I'm actually relaxing for the first time instead of pacing around doing these interviews and not even knowing what I'm talking about. No, I did.
Yeah, I try to be low-key. And as far as the guy with the law enforcement call, I wasn't trying to be rude. It's just that there's a time and a place for that show, and I just didn't think today was the time. I mean, I thought what they did to you was a little heavy-handed and over the top. We can debate some other day.
It was way worse than that. It's way over. It was overkill, 1,000%. There was no reason for them to make me. The whole street was devastated. They didn't know what was going on. It looked like they were doing a terrorist bust.
Tony, did the DEC officers wear body cams?
They had cameramen walking through my house, and they did have cameras in my house. They went through my whole house and wouldn't even let me be in there when they were filming my whole house. It was so invasive of everything. Their warrants, I don't know, I have the warrant. I do have the warrant. I should read it right out to everybody just so they can hear what it says. But I haven't truly read the whole thing because I started vomiting thinking about some of it. Sorry.
Well, you miss your buddy. You miss your pet. Okay, guys and ladies, you might want to put this up on Facebook in light of all the support and fame Albert the Alligator has garnered. And again, if you're just joining us, I spent a lot of time thinking about Albert over the weekend and all the calls we took on Friday. And I enumerated earlier how and why Tony should get Albert the animal back, Albert the alligator back, in the interests of justice. And all you have to do is have stipulations that make the state happy, Tony said he would abide by the stipulations that I suggested, and this should be a very easy fix. And I'll tell you something else. The longer Tony goes without getting Albert the alligator back, the more obnoxious New York State and DEC are going to see. Because there's no reason, if Tony is willing to make the changes they wanted him to make, there's no reason. It makes New York State look unreasonable and cruel. If it's all about the best interest of Albert the alligator, he needs to be back with Tony. End of story. Tony would be willing to do the things that I suggested that are in line with the DEC's complaints. Just seems like a no-brainer. And New York State seems kind of contemptuous. And God forbid, if Albert dies in state custody, if you think Albert is famous now and New York State is infamous, if that should happen, and I certainly hope it doesn't, there are some people who are going to be very unpopular. Tony Cavallaro is the owner of the most famous alligator in the world right now, Albert the Alligator. We now know from where the name comes. He's got a middle name. The name is Edward. Tony has retained the services of an attorney and is urging you, don't donate any money until an authorized site is actually set up if you want to help with legal fees or for any project that Tony may have to embark upon around his home to satisfy the DEC. Tony Cavallaro is going to take your telephone calls on this day before his 64th birthday. Chendon, Tony, that's all I can tell you. 803-0930 is the phone number, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Enough of stupid media people. Let's hear from you guys and your questions for Tony Cavallaro, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Allison in Hamburg. You are on with Tony Cavallaro. Go right ahead.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Allison.
Hi, how are you doing? I have an idea or observation. I don't know, maybe you know this, but the University of Florida, they're the Gators, and their mascot is named Albert. And
I know that. I've seen it on some of the websites.
Yeah, so I was just thinking, like, if you want to get, you know, they have 100,000 people in their stands during football games. If you want to get them somehow advocating for Albert down there, that would be a pretty powerful sort of.
Oh, I've done all I can do, you know, to the most part. Everybody else has been helping me by putting it out there, and I appreciate it. I'm overwhelmed. You don't.
Yeah, I got you. So, like.
You don't even have no idea until you're put in this position how much media and everything is just. I've been on the phone for 35 hours. I've been on social media for another 30 hours since this happened. It's just overwhelming, and I only can keep up with so much. And the support is great. If somebody wants to do that for me, that's awesome. If they want to have them reach out to me, that's possible.
Okay.
But for me to reach out to people, I'm not doing that. You understand?
Oh, for sure. You know, I actually looked up, you know, to their college newspaper, and they have a thing to submit a story. So if you don't mind, I'll go ahead and do that.
You can do that and have them reach out to Tony on Facebook.
Okay, you got it.
Tony, by the way, speaking of Facebook, do we have your consent to use your Facebook photos of yourself on our web story, or do you want to send us a photo?
No, I just told Tanner that you can do that.
Okay, good. Always always like to get legal consent.
Absolutely. No, that's good.
Allison, thank you for the call, and that's a great point, and maybe Florida will be interested in this story as well.
I found that article, if you want me to read it to you.
The article. Yes, go ahead.
Right from, you know, the word for word, the way that it says, is it legal to own an alligator in New York? No person shall knowingly possess, harbor, sell, barter, transfer, exchange, or import any wild animal for use as a pet in New York State, except that any person who possessed a wild animal for use as a pet at the time this section went into effect, they may retain possession of such animal for the remainder of its life, January 1st, 2024. I don't know if that works out for me or not, but it's there.
Well, you let the permits lapse, but that was also during the pandemic, which I think any reasonable judge would use as a mitigating factor.
They wouldn't answer me. I tried to get it renewed, but they wouldn't even answer my questions. So there's a lot to that. It went on for a year, and I tried to reach them, and they never would reach back. And it got to the point that State Senator Ryan, his secretary, told me, we've reached out to them. They won't answer us either. And it just do what you're doing, and if something happens, reach back out to him. And I reached out to him today, and good. They're looking into it as well. So I have everybody in the planet. I'm doing everything I can to make this right.
Well, see, Tony, that's really important information, because what it shows, and you've got corroborating witnesses, you've got documentation, you've got phone records, made a good faith effort to do what needed to be done.
Oh, my God, I'm stressing so bad. I can't even explain how much I stress. Because every year I'd stress when I couldn't get when they weren't set up. They started slacking about 4 years before this. And it was like pulling teeth trying to get through. They were sending the renewals late. It used to come 2 months early, and it would come down to the day, and they weren't answering the phone. And it got real rough 2 years before I had the problem with the permit renewal.
Well,
so
the state senator would make
it. They changed all their...
The state senator would make a great witness, by the way, at any trial that was held, if this is a trial-like situation.
Pardon me? Who would?
The state senator, because...
Yeah, absolutely. No, they're there. That's what they're there for, right? They're there to help the public in incidences like this.
Let's go to Paula in Elma. Paula, you are on with Albert the Alligator's owner, Tony Cavallaro, at 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Tony is on the WBEN Trocare College live line. Go ahead, Paula.
Hello, Tony. Hello, Tom. I'm calling in. I just want to let you know, Tony, my heart is with you. I've always owned animals, and if anyone came into my home and took my animal away from me, I don't know what I would do. And I just want to say that the DEC and our government is well into overreach on this issue. And I think that it's actually very cruel. And I wish these people would take a good look at themselves and see what they're doing to you. From what I've heard of the story, you've done nothing wrong to this animal. You've kept it.
I'm a harmless person. Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
You've kept it alive and as healthy as possible for 35 years. And now they want to come in and take it away from you. I haven't heard any good reason. And I know what went on during COVID with our government agencies and how cruel they were to people. And
well, they said I'm endangering the welfare of my neighbors, the children, and everybody that's been in contact with them. So that's their reason.
Well, no one's been hurt, and I don't think anyone's complained that I've heard about it. I just think that's an overreach, and they're using their power to be cruel to you.
I appreciate
that's
it. Thank you.
Opinion. And I just want to say, stay the course, and the public is behind you, and anything that we can do, just let it be known through the radio station, and we'll do what we
radio
can do.
With the higher-ups and trying to get things straightened out that they're wrong on between the medical systems, the insurance companies, etc., etc., etc. Tom can tell you about that.
Yeah. I just want to tell you, stay the course. We support you, okay?
It so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Paula. 803-0930, your questions for Tony Cavallaro, the owner of Albert the Alligator, with us for just another few minutes. So if you've got a question or a comment, now is the time to get your call in. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I thought somebody might bring this up, Tony, but briefly, I've mentioned this previously, but even animals, you don't want Albert called a wild animal, I respect that, but even animals that have been in captivity with human supervision and contact for years, like that orca at SeaWorld, which has killed two or three people.
Oh, the monkey.
And
there's a lot of issues.
Yeah, Siegfried and Roy, you know, Roy got attacked by the tiger.
That's a touchy subject. I don't know if you know the whole truth to that or not.
Well, he says he had a stroke on stage and the tiger carried him off.
Well, that's what he said. That sounds a little bit far-fetched. But I could see the animal being compassionate to him. But I don't know what I don't know how he treated that animal. They remember everything. These animals are very smart. Reptiles are actually just like humans with their brain. It's funny to compare a reptile, but there's an article on it. about reptile brains being compared to human brains, and the only reason they differ is that people can't see expression. On Albert, you can, but most reptiles have that scaly face. So you can't see their people judge expression or you know their brain emotions by their expression on their face, and reptiles are tough to see the expression on their face, but they
One of my concerns, Tony, one of my concerns is because you are dealing with an animal and an animal that can be lethal, that having people around Albert, no matter how great he's been, without a harnessed
mouth. I know for a fact, I'm positive he won't turn. That's how sure I am of it. I would never leave somebody in a room with him alone for a long period of time, and I don't think he'd do nothing even then, but I'm positive. That's how much I know this animal. I've had over 200 something animals through my life, and I've had, and they all have emotions. A venomous snake, you know, it's a little bit. You know, you can tame one down. Like there's some guys, but you're taking way too much of a chance like that because you could die in 1 second.
Were you not bitten by a poisonous snake? Snake?
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring that up, but I was in 2000.
And isn't that proof that even a pet snake can
that
turn on you?
Pet. That was not a pet. He was not my pet. I was doing shows, you know, for the DEC, as a matter of fact, why you shouldn't own these kind of animals, and that was the exact reason. If you own a venomous snake, the chance of getting bit are 100% better than if you didn't own one. So it's better. You're better off not owning one. Plus, you have to really know a lot. Even knowing a lot, look what happens.
You're talking to a guy who got attacked by a house cat and put me into shock. Let's go. It's a true story. Tony Cavallaro is the owner of Albert the Alligator, the most famous alligator in the world, and the Trocar College WBEN Lifeline. Your calls, 803-0930. Let's get to Audrey in Cheektowaga. Audrey, you are on with the man of the hour, Tony Cavallaro.
Hi, Tony. It's Audrey. You painted our house a couple times in Cheektowaga.
I remember you, Audrey.
You remember?
How are you?
Okay. Nice to talk to you. We visited Albert, who was a wonderful...
The other day.
Good. The other day, a couple years ago, we visited Albert, and I could see how well you took care of him and everything you had that he, you know, can live with that's just perfect for an alligator. I haven't seen him lately, but Penny, that lived a couple doors away from you, I keep in contact with her because I used to work with her, and she told me about the new room and everything you've got, and I just know you're very compassionate with your animals, and behind you all the way because, this is a terrible thing. This is a terrible thing, so I hope everything works out for you real well.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate it, Audrey.
Okay.
Thank you, Audrey. Appreciate the call. Tony, what does Albert the alligator eat? I don't know what the recommended diet is for an alligator.
Well, he gets various. First off, he's in hibernation mode, so he won't eat until roughly May or June, because once it warms up a lot, that's what his routine is. And I put him on a diet last year. He was a little overweight, but I've had him on a steady diet, you know, a good one. I was feeding him 3 days a week, which I found out you're only supposed to feed him really once a week, but I was kind of spacing it out. But I've got him down to once a week. I feed him chicken drumsticks, thighs. I feed him pork raw, and I do cook it because he likes it cooked. Mm. They're saying it's really bad for him, whatever. I used to give him fish fries, but he hasn't had them in a long time. It's too messy, and he really is. He changed, his taste changed. He loves cheese. I give him little pieces of cheese, and he'll take it out of my hand real gentle. He likes ham. You know, everybody likes ham, I guess. He likes turkey. I give him a various diet, and I give him vitamins, too, so they can, you know, that's another thing. I put powdered vitamins in some of the meat just to give him extra vitamin D and stuff on top of the sunlight that he doesn't get in the summer, you know, in the winter.
You said something earlier that I found fascinating, that Albert the alligator purrs.
Yeah, it's almost like purring. He goes, and he gets this big smile on his face. His expression cracks me up because they do have expression.
You know,
and he's got a big smile. If you look at the pictures on my photos on Facebook, you'll see the big smile he's got when he's laying on his pillow. He's got all kinds of expression.
You know, somebody called in earlier and said alligators have a brain the size of a peanut, but alligators are actually very intelligent and in the wild, just like crows. They make tools to lure birds.
Oh, sure they do, but their brain's the size of a golf ball, like a dog. The crocodile has a brain the size of a pea, literally. So there's a big difference. You can tame a crocodile. It just takes a lot more work because they're a natural predator, more so than an alligator, but they're all very funny. The females will carry the babies around their mouth once they hatch until they're big enough to fend for themselves. All right.
Well, Tony, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I hope that in the interest of justice, the powers that be will follow the proposal that I made at the beginning of the show and do so post-haste to get Albert back to you. One of the big problems, though, is right now, I'll put this delicately, their male parts are at full attention, and they may not wish to back down because now it's, show him.
Well, I'll tell you what, they have no idea. Well, they get an idea of the fight they're going to have, but they have no idea of the wrath I'm going to bring upon them legally.
Well,
have no idea in the plant. They might think they're real sharp, but I got a lot of backup, and I also have several lawsuits, and they're going to be put into play.
Well, if you have causes of action, I wish you the best of luck, and I hope you'll keep us updated.
I'm not worried about money. I just want to make this right. You know what I mean?
I hope it gets made right. And again, if they really care about Albert, they would return Albert to the person he's known for 34 years, or at least let you visit Albert. And this is
place I want him to go to. Not to some alligator farm or somewhere where he's going to be around all these. He's not used to. He's never been through that. He doesn't like it. One time I had a little alligator way back. My friend brought it over. He had a permit for it, and this is way back. And he heard that thing, and he didn't even see it. And he wanted to eat it because that's their natural. You know, they don't like other alligators. They're territorial if they're in an area. And he's been in my house for so long, you know.
Yeah, so is the state. So is the state. Tony, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate hearing from you, and I wish you the best. Thank you.
Really appreciate it. It's going to be a tough road. It's a tough road.
Absolutely.
It's exhausting mentally and in every way you can look at it. It's very unfair. I'm going to do the best I can, and that's all I can do.
Early happy birthday, sir. Thank you, Tony. I will tip an anisette tomorrow and say salute in your honor. If Tony is willing to make the changes they wanted him to make, there's no reason. It makes New York State look unreasonable and cruel. If it's all about the best interest of Albert the alligator, he needs to be back with Tony. End of story. Tony would be willing to do the things that I suggested that are in line with the DEC's complaints. Just seems like a no-brainer, and New York State seems kind of contemptuous, and God forbid, if Albert dies in state custody, if you think Albert is famous now, and New York State is infamous, if that should happen, and I certainly hope it doesn't, there are some people who are going to be very unpopular. Tony Cavallaro is the owner of the most famous alligator in the world right now, Albert the Alligator. We now know from where the name comes. He's got a middle name. The name is Edward. Tony has retained the services of an attorney and is urging you, don't donate any money until an authorized site is actually set up if you want to help with legal fees or for any project that Tony may have to embark upon around his home to satisfy the DEC. Tony Cavallaro is going to take your telephone calls on this day before his 64th birthday. Chin down, Tony. That's all I can tell you. 803-0930 is the phone number, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Enough of stupid media people. Let's hear from you guys and your questions for Tony Cavallaro, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Allison in Hamburg. You are on with Tony Cavallaro. Go right ahead.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Allison.
Hi, how are you doing? I have an idea or observation. I don't know, maybe you know this, but the University of Florida, they're the Gators, and their mascot is named Albert. And
know that. I've seen it on some of the websites.
Yeah, so I was just thinking, like, if you want to get, you know, they have 100,000 people in their stands during football games. If you want to get them somehow advocating for Albert down there, that would be a pretty powerful sort of.
Oh, I've done all I can do, you know, to the most part. Everybody else has been helping me by putting it out there, and I appreciate it. I'm overwhelmed. You don't.
Yeah, I got you. So, like,
you don't even have no idea till you're put in this position how much media and everything is just. I've been on the phone for 35 hours. I've been on social media for another 30 hours since this happened. It's just overwhelming, and I only could keep up with so much. And I the support is great. If somebody wants to do that for me, that's awesome. If they want to have them reach out to me, that's possible.
Okay.
But for me to reach out to people, I'm not doing that. You understand?
Oh, for sure. You know, I actually looked up, you know, to their college newspaper, and they have a thing to submit a story. So if you don't mind, I'll go ahead and do that.
You can do that and have them reach out to Tony on Facebook.
Okay, you got it.
Tony, by the way, speaking of Facebook, do we have your consent to use your Facebook photos of yourself on our web story, or do you want to send us a photo?
No, I just told Tanner that you can do that.
Okay, good. Always like to get legal consent.
Absolutely. No, that's good.
Allison, thank you for the call, and that's a great point, and maybe Florida will be interested in this story as well.
I found that article if you want me to read it to you.
The article. Yes, go ahead.
Right from, you know, the word for word the way that it says, is it legal to own an alligator in New York? No person shall knowingly possess, harbor, sell, barter, transfer, exchange, or import any wild animal for use as a pet in New York State, except that any person who possessed a wild animal for use as a pet at the time this section went into effect, they may retain possession of such animal for the remainder of its life, January 1st, 2024. I don't know if that works out for me or not, but it's there.
Well, you let the permits lapse, but that was also during the pandemic, which I think any reasonable judge would use as a mitigating factor.
They wouldn't answer me. I tried to get it renewed, but they wouldn't even answer my questions. So there's a lot to that. It went on for a year, and I tried to reach them, and they never would reach back. And it got to the point that State Senator Ryan, his secretary, told me, we've reached out to them. They won't answer us either. And it just do what you're doing, and if something happens, reach back out to them. And I reached out to them today, and they're looking into it as well. So I have everybody in the planet. I'm doing everything I can to make this right.
Well, see, Tony, that's really important information, because what it shows, and you've got corroborating witnesses, you've got documentation, you've got phone records, you made a good faith effort to do what needed to be done.
Oh, my God, I'm stressing so bad. I can't even explain how much I stress, because every year I'd stress when I couldn't get when they weren't set up. They started slacking about 4 years before this. And it was like pulling teeth trying to get through. They were sending the renewals late. It used to come 2 months early, and it would come down to the day, and they weren't answering the phone. And it got real rough 2 years before I had the problem with the permit renewal.
Well,
so
the state senator would make
it. They changed all their.
The state senator would make a great witness, by the way, at any trial that was held. If this is a trial-like situation.
Pardon me, who would?
The state senator. Because
absolutely. No, they're there. That's what they're there for, right? They're there to help the public in incidences like this.
Let's go to Paula in Elma. Paula, you are on with Albert the Alligator's owner, Tony Cavallaro, at 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Tony is on the WBEN Trocare College live line. Go ahead, Paula.
Hello, Tony. Hello, Tom. I'm calling in. I just want to let you know, Tony, my heart is with you. I've always owned animals, and if anyone came into my home and took my animal away from me, I don't know what I would do. And I just want to say that the DEC and our government is well into overreach on this issue, and I think that it's actually very cruel, and I wish these people would take a good look at themselves and see what they're doing to you. From what I've heard of the story, you've done nothing wrong to this animal. You've kept it.
I'm a harmless person. Thank you for saying that.
You've kept it alive and as healthy as possible for 35 years, and now they want to come in and take it away from you. I haven't heard any good reason. And I know what went on during COVID with our government agencies and how cruel they were to people. And
well, they said I'm endangering the welfare of my neighbors, the children, and everybody that's been in contact with them. So that's their reason.
Well, no one's been hurt, and I don't think anyone's complained that I've heard about it. I just think that's an overreach, and they're using their power to be cruel to you.
I appreciate
that's my
it. Thank you.
Opinion. And I just want to say, stay the course. And the public is behind you, and anything that we can do, just let it be known through the radio station, and we'll do what we
radio
can do.
With the higher-ups and trying to get things straightened out that they're wrong on between the medical systems, the insurance companies, etc., etc., etc. Tom can tell you about that.
Yeah. I just want to tell you, stay the course. We support you, okay?
It is so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Paula. 803-0930, your questions for Tony Cavallaro, the owner of Albert the Alligator, with us for just another few minutes. So if you've got a question or a comment, now is the time to get your call in. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I thought somebody might bring this up, Tony, but briefly, I've mentioned this previously, but even animals, you don't want Albert called a wild animal, I respect that, but even animals that have been in captivity with human supervision and contact for years, like that orca at SeaWorld, which has killed two or three people.
Oh, the monkey.
And
there's a lot Siegfried, of issues.
Yeah, Siegfried and Roy, you know, Roy got attacked by the tiger.
Oh, that's a touchy subject. I don't know if you know the whole truth to that or not.
Well, he says he had a stroke on stage and the tiger carried him off.
Well, that's what he said. That sounds a little bit far-fetched. But I could see the animal being compassionate to him. But I don't know what I don't know how he treated that animal. They remember everything. These animals are very smart. Reptiles are actually just like humans with their brain. It's funny to compare a reptile, but there's an article on it about reptile brains being compared to human brains, and the only reason they differ is that people can't see expression. On Albert, you can, but most reptiles have that scaly face. You can't see their people judge expression or their brain emotions by their expression on their face, and reptiles are tough to see the expression on their face, but they do have a lot of emotions.
One of my concerns, Tony, is because you are dealing with an animal, and an animal that can be lethal, that having people around Albert, no matter how great he's been, without a harnessed
mouth. I know for a fact, I'm positive he won't turn. That's how sure I am of it. I would never leave somebody in a room with him alone for a long period of time, and I don't think he'd do nothing even then, but I'm positive. That's how much I know this animal. I've had over 200 something animals through my life, and I've had, and they all have emotions. A venomous snake, it's a little bit. You could tame one down like there's some guys, but you're taking way too much of a chance like that because you could die in 1 second.
Were you not bitten by a poisonous snake? Snake?
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring that up, but I was in 2000.
And isn't that proof that even a pet snake can turn on you?
That was not a pet. He was not my pet. I was doing shows, for the DEC, as a matter of fact, why you shouldn't own these kind of animals, and that was the exact reason. If you own a venomous snake, the chances of getting bit are 100% better than if you didn't own one. So you're better off not owning one. Plus, you have to really know a lot. And even knowing a lot, look what happens.
You're talking to a guy who got attacked by a house cat and put me into shock. Let's go. It's a true story. Tony Cavallaro is the owner of Albert the Alligator, the most famous alligator in the world, and the Trocare College WBEN Liveline. Your calls, 803-0930. Let's get to Audrey in Cheektowaga. Audrey, you are on with the man of the hour, Tony Cavallaro.
Hi, Tony. It's Audrey. You painted our house a couple times in Cheektowaga.
I remember you, Audrey.
You remember?
How are you?
Okay. Nice to talk to you. We visited Albert, who was a wonderful.
The other day.
Good. The other day, couple years ago, we visited Albert, and I could see how well you took care of him and everything you had that he, can live with. That's just perfect for an alligator.
Thank you. I haven't seen
him lately, but Penny, that lived a couple doors away from you, I keep in contact with her because I used to work with her, and she told me about the new room and everything you've got. And I just know you're very compassionate with your animals. And
Thank you. I'm behind
you all the way because, you know, this is a terrible thing. This is a terrible thing. So I hope everything works out for you real well.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate it, Audrey.
Okay.
Thank you, Audrey. Appreciate the call. Tony, what does Albert the alligator eat? I don't know what the recommended diet is for an alligator.
Well, he gets various. First off, he's in hibernation mode, so he won't eat until roughly May or June, because once it warms up a lot, that's what his routine is. And I put him on a diet last year. He was a little overweight, but I've had him on a steady diet, you know, a good one. I was feeding him 3 days a week, which I found out you're only supposed to feed him really once a week, but I was kind of spacing it out. But I've got him down to once a week. I feed him chicken drumsticks, thighs. I feed him pork raw, and I do cook it because he likes it cooked. Mm. They're saying it's really bad for him, whatever. I used to give him fish fries, but he hasn't had them in a long time. It's too messy, and he really is. His taste changed. He loves cheese. I give him little pieces of cheese, and he'll take it out of my hand real gentle. He likes ham. You know, everybody likes ham, I guess. He likes turkey. I give him a various diet, and I give him vitamins, too, so they can, you know, that's another thing. I put powdered vitamins in some of the meat just to give him extra vitamin D and stuff on top of the sunlight that he doesn't get in the summer, you know, or, I mean, in the winter.
You said something earlier that I found fascinating, that Albert the alligator purrs.
Yeah, it's almost like purring. He goes, and he gets this big smile on his face. His expression cracks me up because they do have expression.
You know,
and
somebody,
he's got a big smile. If you look at the pictures on my photos on Facebook, you'll see the big smile he's got when he's laying on his pillow. He's got all kinds of expression.
You know, somebody called in earlier and said alligators have a brain the size of a peanut, but alligators are actually very intelligent, and in the wild, just like crows, they make tools to lure birds.
Oh, sure they do, but their brain's the size of a golf ball, like a dog. The crocodile has a brain the size of a pea, literally. So there's a big difference. You can tame a crocodile. It just takes a lot more work because they're a natural predator, more so than an alligator, but they're all very funny. The females will carry the babies around their mouth once they hatch until they're big enough to fend for themselves. All right.
Well, Tony, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I hope that in the interest of justice, the powers that be will follow the proposal that I made at the beginning of the show and do so post-haste to get Albert back to you. One of the big problems, though, is right now, I'll put this delicately, their male parts are at full attention, and they may not wish to back down because now it's, we'll show him.
Well, I'll tell you what, they have no idea. Well, they get an idea of the fight they're going to have, but they have no idea of the wrath I'm going to bring upon them legally.
Well,
have no idea in the plant. They might think they're real sharp, but I got a lot of backup, and I also have several lawsuits and they're going to be put into play.
Well, if you have causes of action, I wish you the best of luck, and I hope you'll keep us updated.
I'm not worried about money. I just want to make this right. You know what I mean?
I hope it gets made right. And again, if they really care about Albert, they would return Albert to the person he's known for 34 years, or at least let you visit Albert. And this is
I want him to go to not to some alligator farm or somewhere where he's going to be around all these. He's never been through that. He doesn't like it. One time I had a little alligator way back. My friend brought it over. He had a permit for it. And this is way back. And he heard that thing and he didn't even see it. And he wanted to eat it because that's their natural, you know, they don't like other alligators. They're territorial if they're in an area. And he's been in my house for so long, you know.
Yeah, so is the state. So is the state. Tony, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate hearing from you, and I wish you the best. Thank you.
Really appreciate it. It's going to be a tough roller coaster. It's a tough road.
Absolutely.
It's exhausting mentally and in every way you can look at it. It's very unfair. I'm going to do the best I can, and that's all I can do.
Early happy birthday, sir. Thank you, Tony. I will tip an anisette tomorrow and say salute in your honor.